Hello, my Big Show friends. It's Citizen Randy here, and since I'm hosting the Best Of shows all this week while everyone else is off on vacation, I thought I would do you a favor and present an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Show so you can enjoy less of me. Okay, so this one originally aired on Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2020. Hope you enjoy it.
Doc-a-doo-doo-doo is Wednesday, June the 3rd. John Boy and Billy, Tater, Randy, Jackie, and behind the glass. Pillars moving around.
Did we actually get a reaction out of Jackie? That never happens.
Probably the hair talking.
Can't even get her to clear her throat normally.
I like Jackie's haircut. Mm-hmm.
She said she went to David's barber. I said, why doesn't he like you?
Let's see. What's special about today? Today is repeat day. Repeat day is a day to do things over and over, things over and over. Oh, somebody's being comical.
I see what you're doing.
Repeat day.
Well, it's like Groundhog Day, but it's June.
All right. National Egg Day. All right. Yeah, let's eat an egg. There's some Bojangles biscuits in here. It's National Chocolate Macaroni Day.
I think that's Chocolate Macaroon Day.
Oh, that, both, that does sound way better.
That sounds way, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we ought to try it.
And it's National Running Day. This is a day for runners to reaffirm their passion for running.
Boy, the guy that came up with this didn't put a whole lot into it, did he? No. Let's just go run.
All right. Well, we got 3 days in history saved up. That'll be our categories. Get our first prize package out for you to win. Set you up for outbursts. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. First prize package out for you to win. Got it right here. A Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. Includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and munchies. Satisfy your pickle craving with Munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch when you're on the go. Available at grocery stores near you from the famed Mount Olive Pickle Company. Making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine, our home state of North Carolina. All right. So 3 days in history. June 3rd, it was 07 in Kansas City. Some 1,680 guitar players joined in what organizers say was a world record rendition of Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water, a song that was the first of many of them they ever learned.
And the only one that many of them ever learned, I would imagine.
The old record had been 1,323 people playing the same song in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Come on, guys, we can beat that.
Yeah, all right. Move up to this date in 08, following a lower market share of the U.S. car market and sales down by an additional 25%. General Motors had announced it was closing 4 truck and sports utility vehicle plants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And how's the car market doing now?
I think it's down like everything else, but they're hoping that things are going to bounce back.
So this was 08, all right. Yeah. And then finally, it was on this date in 2011. Controversial Dr. Jack Kevorkian died at the age of 83. He was known as Dr. Death and had spent 8 years in prison for aiding and assisted suicides of 130 people. He was released from prison in 07. He advocated assisted suicide for terminally ill patients in his trial of conviction of murder for assisting a suicide sparked much debate on the subject.
He had the suicide machine. He should ride around in a van with it. And he was making house calls.
Like the ice cream truck.
Yeah. Except I think they were playing Smoke on the Water, I believe.
You know, somebody bought that van. It's on display in Las Vegas now.
Really? Yep. I had no idea. Had a death machine that just ride around. Yep. So you wanted to die.
Like the ice cream man. He had a little song playing. You know.
Man. Dun, 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 dun. Well, he's gone. Mm-hmm. All right. And there's our three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Hump Day. And our video of the day, the spoiled milk explosion.
It's awesome.
Check it out at TheBigShow.com.
It sounds like some really bad band from the 60s.
I like that, baby. And right now, good eye Wednesday, winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to James from Columbus, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
James, what's up? Good morning, James.
Morning there, John Boy and Billy and gang. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good. Welcome in here, James. You ready to get to winning beginning?
Hey, sounds like a plan to me.
All right, dude. Let's get through the categories. In 5 seconds, we need three kinds of guitars. Ready, go.
Acoustic, electric, six string.
All right. Okay. That's a weird way to go about it. You backed it up there. Well, we'll take it, all right? All right, James. Now we need three brands of General Motors. Ready, go.
Chevrolet, Cadillac, and GMC.
Okay.
All right. And for the win, three kinds of doctors. Ready, go.
Family, skin, heart.
All right. Well, James did.
We could have also accepted Dre. Because that's the kind of game this is.
Well, James, you got the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. Head down to Columbus for you.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. All
right, buddy. Hang on. Let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Who's about 20 minutes away from Mr. Yankee Soda. Got a new song to sing. Harold. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Wednesday morning, June the 3rd. Having a birthday today, getting the June birthday babies. And so you're sharing one with actress Imogen Poots is 31. Why, I never heard of Imogen Poots. Sound like I like her.
Sounds like you've imitated her.
I think it's Imogen, but I don't think that makes it.
Oh, it's Imogen?
Yeah, it's the last part that's the problem. Yeah.
It's Puots.
Is it really?
No.
Puots. Imogen. I like an actress that keeps her real name.
And so you think that's a real name?
I do. Well, would you change it? That for Hollywood? Yeah.
Imogen Poots. Here's my brother, Seymour Butts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Let's see. Former NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray is 44. See him on the broadcast now. Does anybody else jump out there?
Susie Quattro is 70 today. What the heck is
Susie
that all about?
Quattro.
Don't you remember she had a couple of hits, radio hits, and then she was, what was it? She was on Happy Days or something. Name.
She was Pinky Tuscadero.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, Pinky Tuscadero.
Can't do it, but sorry.
What were you doing there?
She would always do that. She'd walk in. That was kind of like her thing. Fonzie's was and hers was
I think Fonzie's was cooler.
Yeah, probably.
She didn't put as much into hers as he did.
She did it better.
Well, that's true.
And man, and author Larry McMurtry is 84.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite series ever, Lonesome Dove. He wrote Lonesome Dove.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones. man. And what's the other one? Robert Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember, Billy, we were at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and Tommy Lee Jones was doing a movie close, and we got the NASCAR driving experience, was driving some race cars.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if y'all remember the end of Lonesome Dove, but the guy comes up to him when he brings Gus's body all the way back from out west to bury him on the bank. And he says, well, they say you're a man of vision. Mm. He says, yeah, hell of a vision. And it flashed back all through the Lonesome Dove stuff. So anyway, we got out of the race car. So he got out. Wow, it was wild. And he walked up. He said, man, that was something. I said, well, they say you're a man of vision. He said, yeah, hell of a vision. Television. That's before he broke back into movies, yeah. You know, with The Fugitive and all that stuff, too. But I loved him on Lonesome Dove. I'll never forget that.
Hmm.
He's funny. Television. Television.
Look at you.
Boy, you're taking this do everything twice thing really serious.
This is National Repeat Day, man. I got some church bulletin bloopers I'm going to share with y'all in a minute.
Right. And a great story about Pinky Tuscadero.
It's a big show. Rolls on. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. And now let's say hello to the Asian sensation.
I'm a sexy dude who's only 4'7". I'll never date a 10, I date 11s. With every score I make, another heart I break. Odds are I'll find someone new tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. A pretty face will help me to unwind, especially if you got a big behind. Oh, you get a rod of hugs if you got big old jugs. Odds are I find someone new tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name.
Hi.
The name is Yakisoda. Fujikawa Yakisoda. Are you alone?
No.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Now, I your boyfriend.
Sure.
You talk too much. Get in car! Look out! Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. Swinging at the Parade Boy Mansion one day with Barbara in Gastonia next day. Oh, it's a sexy flea for all. Life is one big booty call. Odds are I'll be dating you tomorrow. Riddle, Asian man. Riddle, Asian man. Just give me your phone number. I don't care about your name. Riddle, Asian man.
Good morning. A lot more Big Show coming up.
John Boy, Big Show feels picky. I may help you. Oh, Marcel. You picked an awful time to call. Well, listen to the radio. We're right in the middle of a news intro, you boob. No, no, not you, Ray Think Fat Boy. Pull up a couple chairs and sit down. Listen, I got to go make coffee for the boys so they can go on making that audio magic known as the John Boy Billy Big Show. Carry on, straight people.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. You're moving around this morning, in and out of listening to the Big Show. You can catch up on what you miss with the John Boy Billy's Late Risers Podcast. Drops, let's say, around noon Eastern every day. An hour and a half after the Big Show broadcast finishes. Thanks, man. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands across the United States listening in. Number two country on the board, Puerto Rico. A lot of Big Show fans in Puerto Rico. Filling out the top 10, United Kingdom, Canada, France, Belgium, Qatar, Iraq, Germany, and Mexico. Yeah. And hey to Joe down at the Tejico. We got a song about him coming up a little bit later. As I relate around the world. All right. And Tatertainment News, available in one language. And we're still trying to figure it out.
We don't know which one it is yet, but we'll work on it.
As Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. The perfect Father's Day gift. Surprise him with the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. More peanuts, less sugar. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, get 20% off. Order now in time for Father's Day. Hang on, play in minutes. Right now, time for Tatertainment News. What we've been missing there, Tay-Tay?
Well, I tell you, Tay, it's difficult to follow the celebrities when with everything that's going on and the sheltering in place. But
it's difficult to follow the celebrities?
Yeah, I mean,
what celebrities are you following?
Well, they're just not doing anything. Is that what you're saying?
They never do anything.
No, but
they're celebrities. They're not supposed to work.
But I was like, no movies are being made. No shows are being done. It's just kind of. But Brian May, the lead guitarist for Queen. You know,
the only interesting celebrity story I've heard in weeks is what happened to Brian May.
Bless Brian May. May had a month of May, let me just say. Anyway, earlier this month, we told you about him shredding his gluteus maximus.
He shredded his butt, remember that?
Right,
while doing
right.
thorough and over-enthusiastic gardening, in his words.
That's
well,
right.
He got an MRI while he was there. He also found out that he had a severely compressed sciatic nerve in his spine. So he'd been home dealing with all the pain, not being able to walk, not being able to sit, just really uncomfortable, in agony, he says. And he, one day during all of this, he started having chest pains. About 40 minutes of a tightness in his chest.
And I'm guessing at that point he thought, sure, why not?
What is this going on? Yeah. He was rushed to the hospital, and an angiogram showed that three of his coronary arteries were blocked.
Wow.
They said that the doctors looked at him and said, sorry, this is a little more intense than what we thought you were going to have to have. They suggested that he have a bypass surgery. Mm. Actually, a triple bypass surgery. But he opted to go for the stent procedure instead, where they go and they put the mesh in the artery and kind of open and move the blockage to the sides. So since then, he's been doing great, though. That is the good news. It's just kind of all like bing, 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 hit him in threes, actually, and it... he is doing great, ready to get back out there with the band when that is allowed to happen.
They thought they were going to have to do a butt muscle replacement, but apparently they were able to fix it.
No. Wouldn't that be something? If that's where you got the parts, he couldn't do it.
But, this is a guy that's gardening way too hard, if you ask me.
One quote that he did say was, we all got to really look at ourselves as we get to the autumn years. I like that, the autumn years. And what seems to be a very healthy heart may not be. Because he's like, I'm thin. All my doctors always said I had a great blood pressure. My heart rate looked good. Right. I biked. I ate well.
I'm a rock and roller, so you know I take good care of myself. You know,
so he gets off the road and goes to... Yeah, that was a crap gardener.
Hurts himself and has three blocked arteries.
Maybe June will be better for the boy. Yeah.
Lori Loughlin in the news because, my God, we're waiting for her to find out what's going to happen with this whole college scam thing. And they have been given the date in August for a court date, which will let them know how much time they're going to have to spend behind bars.
We're still waiting for that. See
part of their plea, though, according to Page Six, is that the couple agreed to pay a larger fine, perform community service, and also spend time in federal prison. So August 21st, they're going to find out exactly how much time they are going to be doing.
I hear Brian May is looking for a gardening assistant right now.
Rich old Kylie Jenner is upset with her mom, her momager, as they say it. She's mad because her mom told Forbes magazine is claiming that Kylie is not as rich as her mom said she was.
That's a big story.
So... What? So the source says that Chris
See, when celebrity families turn on each other, it's just completely different.
She's not as rich as she says.
Well, right. The Sun says, the Sun magazine says that Chris is just scared to death that Kylie could fire her and cut her off from the cash flow. And on Friday, Forbes said that Kylie and Chris inflated the size of success of Kylie's business for years and determined that she's not a billionaire. And the publication also claimed that the Jenners created tax returns that were likely forged.
Oh.
So would you actually turn in tax reforms and make it look tax forms that make you look like you make more money?
No. That would be pretty stupid, but there are plenty of pretty stupid people.
Would they
do that?
So, but... one lawyer told the Sun magazine that if the Forbes claims are true, they could potentially face serious jail time if she was dumb enough to submit false tax filings to the IRS.
That's federal. Yeah,
they've been there with the Laughlins.
I got more money than you did.
Well, the Sucketts are in the news. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are upset and complained to the L.A. Police Department because they have been having repeat flyovers by drones. So the paparazzi, apparently, they're blaming paparazzi, are sending drones over their property to to snap photos of their, you know, their private lives and their son. And that's so one commenter said, well, you know, you moved out of the castle. you wanted to be on your own. But so that's not doing it. But
this
Meghan
is
Markle,
how we do it in America with famous people.
They're over there at Tyler Perry's house, mansion, you know, whatever, until they find something of their own. But Dancing with the Stars, one of the judges there, would love to have Meghan Markle on their show once they start filming again.
Dancing or judging?
As a dancer.
As a dancer?
As a dancer. One of the judges thinks that would be great. That would actually, when they get out there and they have to be dancing in front of a non-audience, the best thing to be would be to have a stellar celebrity cast. And Meghan Markle is one of the ones he wants. I told you there was nothing going on. I told you. I warned you. I gave you a disclaimer. I don't know how to dress that up. I could do it in the royal voice. He's not. I can't do it. It's nothing.
My God, are you still talking?
Yes.
All right. Well, that was a fine report, Marcy.
You are such a good liar. And I like that about you.
Sweetie. Well, let's see if we can get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right, review yesterday's question. Found out according to an article in the October 1938 issue of Time magazine, a Detroit street sweeper named Joseph Figlock suffered minor injuries after one of these fell onto him from the building above, and this was the second time he had been hit by one.
It was a baby.
A baby, yes. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the figures, nearly 20 billion of these are sold worldwide every year, requiring around 60,000 trees to manufacture them. And of the 3.5 million sold every year in the U.S., 75% of them are painted yellow.
Now, they don't paint bananas, do they?
I think that's a natural deal.
Then that's not what I was thinking of.
So 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Wednesday morning. The Big Show's on the radio, and our video of the day, it's a good one. The Spoiled Milk Explosion. Very funny. Be sure to check it out and get a chance at thebigshow.com. Share with somebody who used to laugh. Right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now your host, the dude playing a dude dressed as another dude. He's John Boy.
Thanks, dude. Let's say hey to Pete from Lincolnton, North Carolina. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we all good, buddy. Welcome in here. All right. Let's see what you got, Pete. According to the figures, nearly 20 billion of these are sold worldwide every year, requiring around 60,000 trees to make them. And of the 3.5 million sold in the U.S., 75% of them are painted yellow. What you thinking, Pete?
Post-it notes.
You say post-it notes. Let's say...
That would be a tough gig, having to paint the post-it notes.
If you're buying painted post-it notes, you're in the wrong store.
Well, I'm with you, Pete. There are a bunch of them, and they're yellow, mostly.
And you know what? Interesting, that yellow is 3M copyrighted.
I think we learned that
yellow is copyrighted by 3M.
All right, Pete, well, you have a great rest of your day, buddy.
All right. Say, can I give a shout-out to all the Mucky Boo fans?
To all the who?
All Mucky Boo fans. This is Pete and Mucky Boo.
Mucky Boo fans.
Mucky Boo, man. How much plainer can he make it, man?
That's right, Mucky Boo. That's a fun website. Tater's telling about that. All right, good, Pete. Appreciate you, buddy.
Mucky Boo fans. Hey, last time we were on, I had a lot of comments. Hey, I heard you John Boy and Billy.
All right. Awesome, Pete. Well,
I'll send you an invoice.
keep the happiness going. No, I like it, man. You get through and play Jeopardy. That's good advertising.
All right, have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Pete. Let's go to Brenda. She is in Chesapeake. Where is that? Ohio. Yeah, Brenda. Jackie, could you write smaller? I'm getting older.
Oh, she can. I've seen it.
Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hello, baby. Well, Brenda, what do you think we're looking for here?
I'm going to say, what are pencils?
In a Jeopardy form of a question, what are pencils? You know. That's right. You know, you can draw a single line with a new pencil 35 miles long.
Wow, there's another bad gig.
Did not know that.
Yes, and Brenda, something else you might find interesting. A lot of people thought pencils would go away during the computer age, but that's not true. Because they still sell a bunch of them.
Yeah. He lost his place.
Sounds like you made up the last part of that.
Yeah, I lost my place. And here's something else I might find interesting. Pencils did not have erasers on them until about 100 years ago because teachers felt they would encourage children to make mistakes.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow. Imagine that.
Was some dumb teachers, huh?
Okay, well, we learn about pencils, and Brenda's winning a big old BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. The best peanut brittle made on earth. Good work, Brenda.
Awesome. Thank you, John Boy.
Let's jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule for this Wednesday morning. And all right, our poet laureate joins us.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Jewel of Denial.
our story opens, Phil Silverwood is having a rather quiet Friday evening at Silverwood Jewelers in the Brushywood Fashion Mall.
Oh, good evening, folks. Welcome to Silverwood.
Howdy, Chief. Name's J.R. Feasley.
Of course it is. And who's this lovely creature?
I'm Mercedes.
Of course you are. With just a little taste of the Jaguar, I see. Meow. How can I help you find folks this evening?
Well, my little filly needs a new bridle.
Come again?
We need to look at a top-notch diamond necklace.
Oh, a diamond necklace? Oh, Pookie, you don't have to do that.
Well, I ain't doing it because I have to. Doing it because I want to.
How about some matching earplugs, sir? Ah, yes, she's a definite keeper. Now then, our Dreamcatcher collection is right over here.
That one sure is nice. And look at that one. Oh, my.
What do those run?
Like crazy. from 2,500 to 5,000, sir.
Got anything a little bigger? She likes big stuff.
Ah, yes. Very subtle, don't they all? Well played, sir. Well, there's our Regent collection, but it's quite a bit more expensive.
Oh!
And a reader. Congratulations, sir.
That's the biggest.
So, how much for the big one?
Oh, the Victoria. Well, it sells for $40,000, most expensive item in the store.
Then that's the one we need.
Honey, that's $40,000!
You let me worry about that. Wrap it up, Slick.
Ah, very good, sir. Are you a member of the Regent Club?
Not that I know of.
Well, then I'll need to get some information from you first.
Hey, I ain't got time to fill out a bunch of paperwork. Let me just write you a check.
Oh, a check. Sorry, Tex, I'm afraid not. If you're not a previous customer, we can't accept a personal check for an amount that large.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to write you the check, you hold it till Monday, and call the bank to make sure it's good.
Well, you do understand I can't let you take the ring until I verify the funds.
No sweat. You just lock that necklace up in the safe. I'll come back Monday afternoon, pick it up, say 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. It's a date, sir.
Sweet cheeks, that thing is going to look good on you.
And so I'm going to look good on you.
So will the penicillin. Charming girl, you're a lucky man.
See you Monday, Poindexter.
Monday afternoon, shortly after 2 p.m.
Afternoon, boss. How's it hanging?
Poindexter? Well, look who's back. Brokey McBroker person. You know, pal, you got a lot of nerve. I called the bank this morning about that check, and there's not a nickel in that account.
Do tell.
If you think you're leaving here with that ring, you're out of your mind.
I didn't come in here for the ring. I just came by to say thanks.
Thanks? Thanks for what?
For the greatest weekend of my life.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I bet you'd fall for that twice. Do you have that tramp's number?
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old lady at Chick-fil-A say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
John Boy and Billy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Morning radio done right.
Good Wednesday morning. It's a big show on the radio. 30 minutes away from your next chance to score a big old prize pack. Here, the easiest way we do it on the current events quiz. Hang on for that. Well, we hadn't seen our next guest in a while, and we sure are glad he's back. He's the official Big Show Poet Laureate. Welcome back, Colonel Hamilton Brewster. What you been up to, Colonel?
Oh, you know, John Boy, looking for love in all the wrong places. It's the story of my life. I can't seem to find the right gal no matter what.
Well, what sort of gal are you looking for, Colonel?
Well, I tend to go for what Dr. Phil calls unconventional romance.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, for example, for a while there I was dating a girl who was half French and half pygmy.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, she was a hell of a cook. but she couldn't reach the stove.
Well, are you seeing anyone now?
I'm glad you asked, John Boy. I wrote a verse or two about my current gal. I call it the feral girl of Misery Wood. It goes something like this. There's a place east of nowhere where the funeral bird sings. It gets dark around noon and brings out evil things. The air stinks of sulfur like hell's fiery peaks. The air splits wide open with ungodly shrieks. And it's there that she lives. And folks say she's no good. She's the wild, feral gal of Misery Wood. She's lived in that forest since she was a tadger. Her mama was a bobcat, her daddy a badger. She could run down a deer and whoop a bear's ass. Rattlesnakes die when they bite this lass. But I never put much stock in tall tales. Had to see for myself and get the details. Well, Misery Wood was just like they said. You could sense the evil, hear the whispering dead. And what before my eyes did appear? The feral girl herself, eating a deer. She was 6 feet tall with beautiful hair. Her figure was trim, and she had quite a purr. She gave me a look that made my cheeks clench. I froze there in place, didn't dare move an inch. She sniffed me all over, just like a stray mutt. She was starting to growl until she sniffed my butt. The growling stopped, and she started to purr. She rubbed round my legs, let me stroke her fur. Then she dragged me on back to her secret lair. I was a prisoner of love, and I didn't care. It was like being buck naked in the middle of a twister. Every inch of my body was a great big old blister. The sweat poured off of me like the falls of Niagara. For the first time in a while, I didn't need no Viagra. I talked her into leaving old Misery Wood and moved to the city with me for good. Sure, she chases the mailman and pees on the couch. And when I'm late with her food, she's kind of a grouch. She dig holes in the yard and tears up the house. But she keeps salesmen away, and I ain't seen one mouse. She gets into the trash and drinks all my liquor. But when she plays with her toys, you just gotta snicker. I'll admit that I love her, and I'll never give up. At least till we've raised this litter of pups. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah! I got one all picked out for you. Hey, Pearl, I got your little sister.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Oh, we got to do a little behind the scenes on Buster there. All right, his wife called and got through, and then she chickened out to go on the air. Jackie, remember right at first when I was saying, good morning, Buster, and heard, say good morning. good morning. So she woke him up, handed him the phone.
Well, I think that's why when you're like, you won this. He's like, oh, all right. I can see her standing there going, those are my prizes. Those are my prizes.
Hey, if they wouldn't have Bobcat Moore, I mean, she's got to mow the yard there, bud. All right. Well, good.
I thought she was making me talk to the credit card people again. This is way better.
That's fun, a little behind the scenes. That's the way to work as a family here on the Current Events Quiz.
Yeah, we don't keep secrets.
Time capsule dug up on the other side of your news. Hang on. Do you hum day, June
what?
The 3rd?
What? I can't hear you. The music's too loud.
I'm jamming, man. Don't worry about it there, maw maw. All right, man. Y'all been watching anything new? I ain't checked up with you since our vacation. Anything on TV I'm missing? Yeah, I'm glad racing's back, man. We'll talk to Doug Rice tomorrow. No, but yeah, man, that's been fun. That's some good races, too. That Bristol race. Ooh, that's good.
Man, y'all remember the old Vincent Price movie? I remember when I was a kid, this scared me to death. My favorite movie, The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was, you know, the beating on the door, stuff like that. Well, I told my middle boy, Stick, all about that, of course. He's been hearing it all his life. But he found this. There's a new series. I think it's on Netflix. And it's The Haunting of Hill House. I said, well, it's not about the movie, but they take the house and they go and they got a 10-part series about it, like the family that grew up there, and it was all crazy and stuff.
So, and then it takes this weird turn. They open up a wildlife park with all these tigers. I don't know what to do.
Anyway, I was so sick. I tell you about this. So I noticed nobody writing it down. So I'm trying to help y'all.
I was riveted by your description. You know, I was just, it's like I was watching it already. So.
See, this is why we don't do Feasley team.
Yeah. Right. You think it's easy?
That's right, Tater. Thank you, baby. All right. Well, let me see. So, it ain't no sporting events here for the rest of the week. The boys will be racing in Atlanta, Xfinity race Saturday. And a cup race on Sunday. And we'll get all the information for that on Doug tomorrow. He's going to be back in the studio. Things, I told you, it's going to get normal here.
Now, which should I watch? Because you got me now in two directions.
You can watch a race this weekend. But
okay. Thank you.
On Netflix, The Haunting of Hill House. I only watched a half episode. I fell asleep, but it looks pretty good.
See, with a description like this, you know, you get lost.
So you're trying
it.
To shame us into watching something you watched 15 minutes of.
Yes, a strong endorsement. I love it. Okay. Thank you.
You're right, Tater. This entertainment news business is tough. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win. Take C, get your Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Family-owned Haybo Outdoors. Versatile, high-quality apparel for every season. Live, work, and play outdoors. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, or enter code JBB and get 20% off when you shop online. All right. Well, she is still sheltering in place. Let's get the latest from Mary Jane.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach, the Weed Guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Dude, what's crack-a-lackin'? I'm digging your jam.
Hey.
Like 'em. Y'all, like, I'm still at home, kind of taking it easy. Zach says all I do is sit on my butt in front of the TV. I call it sheltering in place. Really gives you a lot of time to think about stuff. Mm. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
Y'all are so cool. I was thinking the only thing that's certain in these uncertain times is the way every TV commercial tells you how uncertain the times are.
Yeah, really?
Y'all, commercials are different lately, right? They used to say stuff like, "Hey, dude, buy a Toyota." Now it's like, "Hey, dude, we know things are messed up right now, so buy a Toyota." And they make you wear a mask at the grocery store now. Mm. But it's helped me out a lot. Mm. For one thing, I always remember to buy mouthwash now when I'm at the grocery store. You know, the biggest thing I miss about eating in a restaurant, that part where you don't have to clean up the kitchen after dinner.
There you go.
Stinks. I just got my stimulus check in the mail. You know what I'm going to buy? A bunch of baby chickens. And it's a little thing I like to call money for nothing and chicks for free.
All right.
Ever notice women with big boobs are way more popular than men with big boobs?
Oh, yeah.
You know who made the greatest Shark Tank deal ever? Mm. The guy that talked a bunch of billionaires into doing a TV show where they give away their money.
Yeah.
You know who really hates finding a hair in their mouth?
Hmm.
A bald guy. He's like, where'd this come from? Oh, no. Y'all heard about that thing grown-ups do now where every kid, like, gets a trophy?
Mm.
Yeah. You know who really wins when they do that?
Yeah.
The guy that sells trophies.
Yeah.
Disney World can, like, take a picture of you on a roller coaster going 70 miles an hour.
Mm.
So how come the security camera can't get a good picture of a bank robber that's just standing there in the bank? Hey, geez.
Mm.
All right. Here's the last one. I got to take a nap.
Okay.
Do you know why so many people that win the lottery suck at handling money? Because, you know, people that suck at handling money are the ones that buy all the lottery tickets.
Good one.
I was just thinking about it the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing in line to buy a lottery ticket.
All right.
I guess that's it for now. Y'all keep rocking. I'll keep thinking. Later, dude.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Product. Because it's 420 somewhere.
What time is it?
All right. I think she'll be all right. Y'all ready for the current events quiz?
Sure.
Let's do it then. What are we dealing with, Bidley?
The story of a 1,000-year-old place of business that just reopened for business.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. Take C, you win. Next. Good Wednesday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. And our video of the day, the spoiled milk explosion. You gotta check it out. Another funny, funny little quick moment at thebigshow.com. Are we ready, girls?
Ready? Okay! Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee! Yeah!
Say hey. Ann from Lexington, Georgia. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. All right. You ready to take your quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Well, the pandemic shutdown hammered a lot of businesses around the world, but it's actually been good news for the Sturminster Newton Mill in North Dorset, England. It was originally built in the year 1016. And the mill is now back in the flour-making business. The 1,000-year-old mill, which is now a museum, big surprise, normally operates their ancient equipment 2 days a month to grind just enough wheat to make small souvenir bags of flour for their gift shop. But with baking flour in short supply in England right now, the mill has temporarily returned to full-time operation. They've produced a little over a ton of baking flour since April. 79-year-old Pete Loosemore, who is one of the mill's two employees, says the mill is only making flour while the museum part has to be shut down. All profits will go toward preserving the historic site for future generations. Pete told a British TV network, A, this is a real blast from the past. B, we're making history again, aren't we? Or C, no time to chat. I got to get back to the old grind. Get it?
What are you saying?
I'll take C.
There you go.
They got a flower making machine.
I'm telling you.
And you got you a Haybo Outdoors prize pack. We'll get it to you down in Lexington, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, baby. Bye,
bottom of the hour, time of the top of your news. Was about 20 minutes away from the not ready for drive time players acting out of good. This Big Show on the radio. Yeah. It's close to getting back to normal. Joe's Texaco. He's the singer-songwriter of the year in the Booger Branch Ranch area.
Ah, yes.
It's James Traylor.
Indeed.
When you live way out here in the sticks, it's a trick to find a place to shop, lest you stop at the place that's got everything. Joe's Texaco. Selection ain't bad and the prices are low. Joe's Texaco. It keeps them prices down. You'll never know when you'll get a surprise. He's got USB cables and fishing supplies. All beef hot dogs, two for a buck. You're in luck. Joe's Texaco. If you've never really been, then you don't really know. Joe's Texaco. The coldest beer in town. Think about all the money you'll save. Throw a frozen burrito in the microwave. Discount tampon shotgun shells. What the hell? Joe's Texaco. If you've never really been, then you don't really know. Joe's Texaco. The coldest beer in town. Joe's Texaco. Selection ain't bad and the prices are low. Joe's Texaco, it keeps them prices down. Talking about the Texaco, old Joe's at the Texaco. 24/7 at the Texaco. It's a little slice of heaven at the Texaco. Texaco. Texaco, Texaco, Texaco. Old Joe at the Texaco is keeping them prices down.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio, rolling to you Wednesday morning. Here we go. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Prognosis Negative. As our story opens, Jimmy Owens is on his computer waiting for a remote Zoom call with Brushywood Family Physicians. Hello? Something happened? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Are you there?
I'm here. Are you Mr. Owens?
Yeah. Are
you the nurse?
No, actually, I'm Dr. Moran.
Oh, you're doctor. Where's Dr. McGillicuddy at?
Oh, he's off today, and I'm filling in. Uh-huh. I also have the results of your COVID-19 test.
Finally. You know, they said it'd be 3 days. It's been over a week.
Oh, we're sorry. The state's been ramping up testing lately, and it's taking a little longer to get the results from the lab. But I've got your report card right here.
Whew. All right. Okay, I'm ready. What does this say?
Your test came back negative.
Uh-oh, I knew it.
No, that's good news. Negative means you do not have COVID-19.
It does? Are you sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure. We're using the most accurate test on the market, and our lab is the best in the state.
Well, then this kind of sucks.
I'm sorry?
Doc, I feel like crap. I got aches and pains all over. I get winded just walking to the bathroom and back. I got no energy. I just can't get motivated to do nothing. Are you sure that I don't have the COVID?
Yes, sir, I'm sure. I also went over the results from your last physical, and they all look good, too.
Huh. Well, if it's not COVID, what in the world do you think is wrong with me?
Well, and please don't take this the wrong way, okay? But in my professional opinion, your problem is that you're just lazy.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Okay, well, can you give me some kind of medical term for it so I can tell my wife?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Like a note? You want me to write a note that you're lazy?
Yes, ma'am. Anything you can do.
Oh,
tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old lady from Maids to Go say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hello, it's me, Spanky. You know, Mr. Personality from the Yellow Rose. Not sure why I'm doing this. It's not like they're paying me or anything. I can't even get the redneck to pay his tab down at the bar. But you can't help but love them, no matter how nerve-wracking they are. I don't even complain when they make fun of my big head. I just wish John Boy would give me back my memory foam pillow and stop telling his kids that's where the comet hit. Son of a...
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Humma do you hump day, Wednesday, June the 3rd. Tomorrow we'll catch up with my boy Doug Rice talking about some exciting races. NASCAR returned. Track's hitting Atlanta this weekend. Still no fans in the stands yet. They'll be talking about that tomorrow. We got a lot to catch up with on Doug. Y'all baseball fans looking for Major League Baseball? And still negotiating. No, the last I heard, the proposal from the Players Association there wanted a 114-game season that would start June 30th and end on October 31st. Another part of the plan allows every player having a right to opt out of playing because of the health risk. And some of the baseball players, they ain't looking really good light. They're talking about they want to make their salary, and they're talking about, you know, doing these. Now you might have to cut it, and they're not really in favor of that.
It's amazing how many games baseball players play compared to other sports. It's just,
it really
it's just
is.
Insane how many games they play in a season. Yeah,
it really is. And that's why, you know, they can pay them that much money.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Have so many more games. And right. Then, well, if you do it without fans, you know, that's a tough way for the franchises to make money for the fans out there, so the players.
You could really raise the price of hot dogs for the players, but I don't know if they want to go in that direction.
The stadiums, yeah.
And then we're all looking for something to watch. A new documentary about the movie Rocky, which will be narrated by Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that should be easy to follow.
That's set to debut next month, it says.
Hmm.
How about that?
That was really good. This is good.
Sounds a little bit like John Travolta.
Well,
kind of merged.
Oh my God!
I like that last Rocky movie. That's been on
when he was the coach.
He's the old Rocky. Yeah, he was coaching. Name son. All right. Okay, baseball box, that's about all I got right here, boys.
Yeah, well, I kind of tuned out when you started talking about baseball.
Right, well, place your bets on Wordy Word. How about that? That's coming up in about 20 minutes. And quick reminder, if you can't get through, Jackie might call you and click the on-air contest button when you go to thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. We're playing for a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. You really want to make Dad happy this Father's Day? Surprise him with the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. That's Brittle Brothers. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, get 20% off your order. All right, Wordy Word game time in minutes. Brought to you by ESPN Dark.
For over 40 years, ESPN has been the worldwide leader in sports. But what does a sports channel do when you've run all 10 episodes of The Last Dance and almost every professional sport is still on lockdown? Introducing ESPN Dark, the largest collection of unsanctioned athletic events in sports television history. From backyards, basements, and empty mall parking lots, ESPN Dark brings you live coverage of desperate sports junkies going head-to-head to get their fix any way they can. The action starts Monday night with the 2020 Brushywood Acres Pickleball Playoffs. Wheeze-inducing, hip-shattering senior action that looks kind of like tennis, but it's not. Tuesday, it's Cornhole World Cup. Two teams, four drunks, eight beanbags, and a battle for total domination. Wednesday, it's Dodgeball Extreme. Ducking, weaving, and some surprisingly painful hits from a big rubber ball. But we're just getting started. Thursday, the greatest names in the game go head-to-head in Game 1 of the Wiffle Ball World Series. Friday night, it's jump a bike over a plywood ramp propped up by a brick. America's greatest fourth-grade daredevils catch big air and risk big scars for all the marbles. Actual marbles. Saturday's ESPN Dart puts a new spin on a legendary ESPN classic from the 80s, Australian Rules Foosball. And brace yourself for one sizzling Sunday. It's Neighborhood Fight Club. We tell you more, but the first rule is we're not allowed to talk about it. ESPN Dark, crisscrossing the sketchier suburbs of Bristol, Connecticut to bring you the nearest thing to real sports we could find. Brought to you by Purell. Don't have soap? It's the next best thing. And by Scott Bathroom Tissue, America's hottest consumer product since the first week of March. Call your cable company and tell them you want to go dark. ESPN Dark. Till No Fans Baseball cranks up, we're all you've got.
I did. Sporting event. We ain't going to social distance. We might even hug afterwards.
Oh, no.
Start threatening early.
1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line. We'll get a couple of contestants. Team up and play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. How do you? Wednesday, June the 3rd. Video of the day, the spoiled milk explosion. Funny stuff. Right there at thebigshow.com.
Probably had chunks in it.
Stop. Ow.
We'll be taking our classic beer requests off the wall. Get to us there from thebigshow.com or the John Boy and Billy Facebook page.
Sorry.
I'm trying not to gag during Wordy Word here.
Oh, it's a hair. That's what it is.
Well, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
But a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Don from North Charleston, South Carolina. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. We're awesome, buddy. Welcome. And you are playing... Hey.
You're playing Bruce from Prattville, Alabama. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Ooh.
And all right, boys, welcome. Bruce, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Don on the John Boy and Billy side. Do two rounds, 30 seconds apiece, playing for the Brittle Brothers Variety Sampler. Peanut Brittle on the line, boys. Best mate on earth. Don't make your mouth water.
Get on with it.
Okay. Bruce, you relax. Me and Don will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, Don?
Yes, sir.
You shut him out, my boy. Start the clock now. The season that we're in now is?
Summer. Spring.
Yes.
Yep, there you go.
All right. It rhymes with it. Blank blade. Another word for a Kaiser blade. When you break your arm, you put it in a
sling.
Yes. All right. Rhymes with it. A bee does this to you.
Sing.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Little kids play on the blank set.
Playground.
In the backyard.
Swing.
Yeah. All right. Now we put a four on the board. And now, and now, Bruce and Marcy for round one. Are you ready, Bruce?
I'm ready.
All right.
And go.
Still rhyming. You fly a kite, and it's at the end of this.
String.
Okay, this is when you're really mean to somebody. That was blank.
You mean.
No, I know, but you don't want to blank to animals. You're being really mean to an animal. You're being what?
Cruel.
Yeah. Little kids hug this at night. It's a stuffed animal.
Teddy bear.
The soda pop exploded because you did this to it. You blank it up.
Shook it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start with my,
Hey, come on, save some for them.
All right, well, y'all put a four on the board. It's tied.
Good
four
job,
to
Bruce.
Four. Here we go into round two. Don, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
Elvis song, You Ain't Nothing But a Blank Dog.
Hound dog.
There you go. This is the city out west where you go to gamble in the middle of the desert. It's in Nevada.
Reno?
No, not Reno. It's the same state. It's in the state of Nevada.
Las Vegas.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. Under Blank is a brand of sportswear. They make T-shirts and stuff. No. Underwear. That's like a brand name. A knight wears this kind of to protect him when he goes out into battle. He wears a suit of...
Armor.
Yes.
Armor.
I got armor. Put a three on the four, a seven for Don. So Bruce and Randy, three will tie, four will win.
They're not booing. They're saying Bruce.
Are you ready, Bruce?
I'm ready.
All right. And go.
Okay. It's a really fancy, colorful bird. Has a big plume of feathers on the back.
Peacock.
There you go. One. And the kid on Mad Magazine used to say, "What me?"
There's a song
that says, "Don't do this." No, it's not that.
That is, "Don't be happy."
Yeah, don't do this. Be happy. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know how to song. Come on.
Shoot!
You're thinking too much about.
Worry was the word that you didn't get. Don wins. 7-5. Don't blank. Be happy. That was good. Like that.
Oh, so condescending.
Well, Bruce down in Prattville. Yeah, Bruce, you give a shout out. What you got, buddy?
I shout out to everybody in the United States. Be safe and. Don't be mean.
All right, Bruce. Go. We appreciate you, buddy. You try again anytime. Have a great day down in Alabama.
Thanks a lot.
And we got Don. You get your prize pack headed down to North Charleston. You enjoy your Brittle Brothers peanut brittle there, Don.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And I'd like to give a shout-out to all the police officers out there this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Don. Praying for them all, buddy. You hang on,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic beer request of the morning. We got Carrie Thomas from Bloomingdale, Ohio. Puts on the wall. Carrie said, wanted to request something Billy used to do on Andy Taylor character that would apologize for you guys.
Yeah, boy.
Loved it. We got you, Carrie. Good choice. We'll get you. Coming up next. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and the classic big requests from Carrie Thomas, Bloomingdale, Ohio. Here we go.
Well, good morning there, fellas. Morning. Hey, Jackie, how are you? How y'all doing this fine morning?
Good, man.
Oh, and speaking of fine mornings, I come down the stairs this past Saturday morning. My wife hands me the newspaper. She says, "Your boys got some front page coverage here." I don't mind telling you, when she says that, I get a mite nervous. Yeah. Especially when I seen the headline, "A Wistful But Witty Thief Looks Back." Now, Friday being payday, all I could think was, well, law, John Boy has finally decided to retire. And I read the first part of the story. It says here, on the morning of his final day working for Loomis Fargo and Company, David Scott Gant kissed his sleeping wife, hopped in his pickup truck, and turned his radio to the John Boy and Billy Show. The song he recalls a hearing, "Take the Money and Run." And I reckon he did. Well, there it is, right there in black and white. Proof positive that this Loomis Fargo bunch was fans of the Big Show. As if their skills at managing money wasn't enough of a tip. But you know what? The way this feller from the newspaper is telling it, it almost sounds like he's trying to blame y'all for it or something. Like you're some kind of Pied Pipers for the white trash underworld set. I don't want to say what this idea is full of, but, well, if you dump a load of it in your garden, it'll bring up some pretty good-sized tomatoes in a couple of weeks. After all, y'all was just doing what y'all do, trying to get folks ready to meet the day. Of course, most folks that listen to y'all's show is on the way to work at the mall or the car lot or maybe a nice office somewheres. This feller's plan for the day just happened to be running off with $17 million that didn't exactly belong to him. But can't nobody hold y'all liable for folks do with all that nervous energy you fill them full of. And it ain't cause of that loud, rackety music you play, neither. It's here acting out the song thing. See, this is something that ain't never happened before. I mean, except for maybe that one Friday. Remember that feller that decided he didn't want to work and stayed home and banged on the drum all day?
Yeah.
I hear you boys is also getting mentioned on one of them America's Stupidest Wanted Criminals programs. Well, now your mamas must be just busting with pride on that. And that big chunky feller that helps y'all with the Playhouse on Fridays, why, he's playing the leader of the gang right there on TV. Yes, sir, he is. And he's wearing one of y'all's T-shirts. You boys are going to be the center of attention at the family picnic this year. Yes, sir, you surely are. In case y'all missed it, that was what we call an ironic statement. Because I'll be honest with you, sometimes I worry about y'all hooking you wagon up to every jackass that comes a-walking by, you know? See, this here Loomis Fargo gang, now bless their hearts, I don't know them personally. They might have some real fine qualities, but they're about the dumbest bunch of criminals I ever hear tell of. And here y'all are puffing your chest out about how they love the Big Show. Like that little wormy feller on Saturday Night Live used to say, "It's called a clue. Look into it." Now, to these fellers from the armored car robbery, I hated to call y'all a name like that, but considering the circumstances, y'all was kind of asking for. And in closing, I'll just say the same thing to you that I want to say to John Boy and Billy and the people on the show here. Y'all act like you got some smarts.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Got a Big Show on the radio here for a few more minutes. Yeah, we'll wrap the broadcast up. That means podcast is next in about an hour and a half. The boys down around Went around the beach on vacation. Loving that podcast, Randy, with all the fine work you do. And one thing, we thank you for the best stuff, John Boy and Billy's, all last week when we were during vacation.
No problem. I didn't need any time off.
Good job. You're working, man. Like it. Let's see. Did we miss anything today?
Yeah, probably.
We had the Colonel doing a brand new poem for us earlier.
Yeah, we didn't miss that.
And, you know, the poem Casey at Bat, premiered, was published on this date in 1888. One of the most famous poems ever. Well, when the Colonel's going to go down, our Big Show poet laureate is one of the best ever. If you miss the feral girl from Misery Wood, you hang on tomorrow. You'll do him early. Okay, so
way to sell the sizzle.
We got to go. We're in trouble.
Hold the plug.
All right, then. And we're catching with Doug Rice. Yeah, Doug's been at racetracks there up in Bristol.
He's run into a feral girl or two in his time, too, I've heard.
Yeah, man, I was watching that Bristol race and I'm remembering the good times at Bristol, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Food City. Shout out to our Food City buddies. Didn't see the shopping cart was on there, man. I'd have wore a mask and got my temperature took. Let me do another hot lap.
Sounds like a big night for you. Yeah. I'm going to put on my mask and get my temperature took. What y'all doing?
I'm not sure you you know how they take the temperature for people that do that sort of thing.
Yeah. So. As long as the Pillsbury Doughboy gives it to me.
You made that noise.
I don't think.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, yeah, that's going back. Doug will be back in the studio. All right, we'll catch up on that. Got a lot to do tomorrow. Well, first of all, I ran to get to work on the podcast. Let's get out of here.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at BigShow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Oh, and in case you missed it earlier, Imogene Poots, my new favorite actress, is 31.
It'll make sense when you hear it on the podcast. Just go back and listen.
And scene.
Love you, man.
Do you got a trade-in?
No trade-in.
Okie doke. That'll be 10,000 dinars.
10,000? What happened to the sweet deal?
What happened to the accent?
10,000?
You gonna let the skirt here to talk about it? Jeez. That's why they call me the idea man. Well, man, we got taxes, tags, title fees.
Silence! I will meet your price.
Well, I like the sound of that. Let me see if our finance manager is busy.
No. I will pay cash. We are in a hurry.
I like you. Suit yourself. Hey, let me give you a couple of my business cards. We've got a little kickback deal going here.
Do not waste my time, merchant. Shakria. What?
Now all of a sudden she's a concrete
Shakira.
Mix.
Woman, bring the camel. We must prepare him for the journey.
A few minutes later, Kamir and his wife fill their camel at a nearby oasis. Is there enough reverb on this?
Yeah. How is he doing down there?
I think he is almost full.
Very well. Remember, when he raises his head, you push it back down in the water. I will whack him in the old nuggets.
Better you than me. Oh, I think he is finished.
Okay, good. Hold his head down. Here I go!
The painful whack takes the camel completely by surprise, but instead of taking in water, he lets fly from, well, both ends.
What is wrong, genius?
Raise his head! I think he's sucking up mud!
Ah, and I know the feeling. We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I got a sweet deal on mud flesh for you there.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old sales manager at Camel Max say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Give me that stick.
Hit yourself with it.
Mud flaps.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio here for a few more minutes. All right. Here we are in the month of June, wedding month. I was thinking about our agent Murray and his talented nephew Sherman. Get out of here. Get us connected there.
I'm in, hello, Red Hot Town Incorporated.
Yeah, hey, is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
Yeah, John Boy and Billy here.
Well, excuse me while I boogaloo.
How's life in the exciting world of show business management?
If I ever get a job there, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, just want to check in with Murray for a sec. Is he available?
You've met him. Why wouldn't he be? Hold on. I'll page him for him.
Thanks.
Hey, Murray! Jim Boy and Bobby on two! Hold, please. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Oh.
Love you. Mean it. Yeah. Hey, babe. Just got an email from my nephew Sherman, the comedy writer out in L.A.
What's he working on lately?
Well, right now he's pitching a movie script. It's a buddy comedy starring Kathy Griffin and Carrot Top. It's called, well, since nobody's ever going to buy it, who cares what it's called? Anyway. Oh, he also wrote a quick skit for you guys. It's a new set of those If Celebrities Got Married names. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like if B. Arthur married Sting, should be B. Sting.
Exactly. You want to hear this one?
Why not? Lay them on us.
Okay, here goes.
All right.
If Heidi Klum married Don Ho, she'd be Heidi Ho.
Right.
Or if Betty White married Ted Knight, she'd be Betty White Knight.
Right.
If Hello Kitty married Salvador Dali, she'd be Hello Dolly. If reality TV star Coco married Iggy Pop, she'd be Coco Pop.
Ah.
I like this one. If Ace Ventura married Lou Holtz, he'd be Ace Holtz.
Ah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
If Olivia Newton-John married Wayne Newton and then divorced him and married Elton John, she'd be Olivia Newton-John Newton-John.
Wow.
If Yoko Ono married Bono from U2, divorced him, and married Chaz Bono, she'd be Yoko Ono Bono Bono Bono.
That's a good...
If Cat Stevens married P. Diddy, divorced him, and married Snoop Dogg, then divorced him and married Howdy Doody, he'd be Cat P. Doggy Doody. And the big finish, my all-time favorite, if Ivanka Trump married Mr. Bean, divorced him, and married King Oscar of Sweden, then divorced him and married Coach Urban Meyer, and divorced him and married Anthony Weiner, she'd be Ivanka Bean Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Sherman still got it, huh?
Ta-da. Oh, and I might have a TV gig for you guys. Mm. Working on it, a friend of Sherman's is about to shoot a pilot for a reality show called Naked and Afraid of Clowns.
Oh, do we have to be naked?
No, you'll be playing the clowns. Ah. Hey, listen, let's talk it over when we do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine and give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too, and Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
Man, let's hit it, boy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Yeah, we're back. The John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast is back. It'll drop about an hour and a half from right now. Everything you need to know at thebigshow.com, wherever you get podcasts.
And scene.
We'll see you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.